Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County School Board weighs compensation for armed educators. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County School District Board of Trustees has voted to move forward with compensating teachers who carry firearms in classrooms, though how that will happen remains undecided. According to the Gillette News Record, at Tuesday night's meeting, trustees unanimously agreed to either provide a stipend or reimburse certain training costs for armed educators. The decision now rests with the board's policy committee, which must present a recommendation by December. Some trustees, like Tim Hallinan and Mary Bruner, support a $500 stipend to recognize the responsibility of concealed carry. Others, including Mark Christensen, say they prefer to cover out-of-pocket costs such as ammunition rather than offering what they fear would be an incentive. Concerns were also raised about liability and whether teachers are obligated to act during an active shooter situation, something not explicitly required in the district's concealed carry policy. The policy was developed after the Wyoming legislature passed a new law this spring mandating government facilities, including schools, allowed concealed carry. Training dates for staff who've applied are still to be set, and the district says the identities of armed educators will remain confidential. Federal government approves 441 million ton coal lease in Powder River Basin. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management has approved the first major federal coal lease in northeast Wyoming in more than a decade. According to Wildfile, on Thursday, the agency issued a record of decision for the West Antelope 3 tract, which contains an estimated 365 million tons of recoverable coal. The 3,500-acre parcel will go to competitive auction October 8th and is tied to Navajo Transitional Energy Company's Antelope Mine in Campbell and Converse counties. BLM estimates the lease could extend the mine's life by about 18 years. The Antelope Mine employs roughly 400 people and produces up to 25 million tons of coal annually, making it the third largest in the country. The agency said the lease aligns with the Trump administration's goal of boosting domestic coal and supporting rural jobs. But conservation groups, including the Powder River Basin Resource Council, question whether there's enough market demand to justify the lease and warn about risks to reclamation and reduced revenues from royalty cuts. The coal industry, once Wyoming's economic backbone, has seen production drop nearly in half over the past 15 years. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.